Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, something remarkable is happening in DeKalb County. December 1st, DeKalb County will have their first female sheriff. Not interim sheriff. She will be the high sheriff, period. In the studio, I have none other than Melody Maddox, who is currently the chief deputy of the DeKalb County Sheriff's Office. Chief Maddox, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. I'm doing very well, Rashad. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Thank you for being here. I've said this on air, and I mean every word of it. You will be one of the most, if not the most qualified individuals we have had as sheriff. And I'm sure other elected sheriffs would agree. You have 20 plus years of law enforcement experience, including DeKalb County Police. You are a DeKalb County native. You are the former police chief at Georgia Piedmont Technical College. And your educational background includes an undergraduate from the Morris Brown College.
Yes.
Big shout out to them.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
You have a master's, an MPA in public administration from Central Michigan. Damn.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow.
And I'm excited to be able to showcase that more in the DeKalb County Sheriff's Office. It's been showcased, you know, with the DeKalb County Police Department,
yeah,
but definitely for the Sheriff's Office. I'm truly excited about the opportunity to be able to serve in the capacity of as sheriff.
Let's talk about your leadership style.
Yes. Yes.
Because obviously when you become the executive in charge of an entire law enforcement office, your leadership style matters to people. So how would you explain that?
My leadership style is that I lead from the rear.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is because when you lead from the rear, it's like when you watch your children. You put your children in front because you want to make sure that they are out of harm's way. And if anything should happen, you're able to protect them. And that's how I do, you know, working in the DeKalb County Sheriff's Office. I lead from the rear. I let my people stand out front because when they do what they're supposed to do, they're going to make me shine. And that's the only thing I ask from them to do is to do their job. They're a great team. They've been very supportive of me being in the office. And I always tell them, I work for you. You don't work for me.
What made you
choose? I wanted to make sure that was right, that I do. I'm working for them because,
yes,
I want them to continue to shine as the great department that they are.
What made you choose law enforcement?
Rashad, you know what? It was a bit, but I don't think I really chose. I think God chose it for me.
Okay.
It was a path that was just already ordered, and I just had to go along that path. But at the age of 21, I decided to join the Atlanta Police Department as a recruit. And from there, once I got in, I just found that I loved it. But I really loved it because of the community. I love interacting with people. This is my degree, undergraduate, is in counseling.
Mm-hmm.
And I love counseling to people. I love talking to people. I love, you know, just being around people and making a difference in their life. I do know that there's something that I may say or do that can make or break a person's life or change their life.
You are so accessible. The reason why a lot of my listeners already know who you are,
yes,
is because you have been accessible here.
Absolutely.
You come out to community events,
absolutely,
very often, not just every now and then. You have made yourself known as a servant leader, and it is not something that you're faking. This is actually your leadership style.
Right.
Who has taught you? Name your mentors, because when you have that kind of leadership, that is leadership that must be valued and in some way nurtured. So who nurtures that?
Well, let me tell you this. First of all, the foundation was built at the Morris Brown College.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say that. I have to give credit there because they, of course, afforded me the opportunity to be able to showcase my education. But at the same time, my biggest mentor is Judge Penny Brown Reynolds.
That's a dynamic sister.
Yes. Oh, my God. She stays on me. She keeps me focused.
Yes.
She keeps me grounded. And you have to have someone in your life, especially in this line of work, to keep you focused and keep you grounded. But also, Rashad, I have to say that you, too, you know, you also, just watching you on the air and how you present yourself and how you defend those important issues that those issues in our community that are important. I love that. So wow. you too are an inspiration to me as well as others. My family is very supportive of me. I have to give a shout out to my family that's out there. My daughter is my number one cheerleader. Mm. And even though she's younger than I am, little do she know she inspires me being an educator, and that I see the leadership in her as well.
I look at your career. I look at your leadership style, the way you communicate with people. I'm inspired by that.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Because some would assume, due to your profession, you can't be like that. And you prove every day you can be just as human and just as accessible as anybody else who has a position of public trust.
Absolutely.
I must ask you this, because you have worked where you have lived and you work in law enforcement. What happens when you run into people you have incarcerated?
You know what, Richard? When you treat people right, you don't have to worry about that.
That's right.
It's not what you say. It's how you say it and how you treat people. You know, it gave me great pleasure when I walked around the jail on yesterday, and as I went to the different pods, which I always do every day as part mm-hmm. of my routine to go around and see if there are any issues or concerns with the inmates, I was very emotionally, like, just overwhelmed for the standing ovation that I got
what?
As I walked through those different pods.
Wait a minute, standing ovation from who?
From the inmates.
From the inmates?
From the inmates.
That is astounding.
That shows great
wow.
support from them, and it shows my leadership.
But it shows your respect for them, too.
I definitely have respect for them, and that's my plan, to make sure that they are treated with the utmost respect and given the dignity that they deserve.
Wow. That's amazing. Out of everything you've shared on this show today, to highlight that individuals who are temporarily incarcerated are cheering because they believe in your leadership too.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
Well, we're looking forward to it. We know you are sworn in. You're going to be sworn in a few days, really. December 1st is when
December
you take
1st.
Over.
Yes.
Right? And I want to make it clear, you're not interim. You will be the sheriff at that time.
I will be the sheriff.
The high sheriff.
The high sheriff.
Yeah.
Of DeKalb County Sheriff Office. Yes.
What does this mean for other young women in particular about blazing the trail in spaces that are traditionally dominated by men?
That we are shattering the glass ceiling. And I want them to know that they too can do it. And that's why I will continue to stay in the community to let them know that I am here for them and I will support them. But my young men out there as well, I want to reach to them as well.
We're looking forward to it.
Yes. Thank you so much, Richard, again.
Thank you, Chief. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is currently your Chief Deputy of DeKalb County Sheriff's Office, Melody Maddox, who will become the first woman to be Sheriff of DeKalb County December 1st. Looking forward to even more great things from her. News and Talk, 1380 WAOK.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.